Good evening. Good evening from the bedroom of my daughter. And I am about to tell her a bedtime story to try to calm her down and get her to go to sleep. Now, first of all, we'll have a word with her.
Yes, yes. What do you want to say?
I don't want to speak into the iPhone.
You don't want to speak into the iPhone. Okay.
Daddy, I thought the iPhone...
The main thing I'd love to know is what kind of a story would you like tonight?
You choose.
Okay.
Hey!
I'll speak to the people. Say something to them. Okay, I'll do the talking. Now you're eating up the time. The story will be shorter. Okay, this is the story of the...
The story is longer.
I'm being lobbied very hard to make it a long story. However, this evening's story is going to be an extraordinary one. This is the story of the first time that Rebel ever met and fell in love with a periwinkle.
What's a periwinkle?
You're going to find out. Now, do you remember that I told you that when I was a little boy, I went on a holiday to a seaside place called Kilkee? It was a seaside town, actually more like a village, about 50 miles from Limerick, where I was growing up. And when we went to the seaside there, we always brought Rebel with us.
Why?
Rebel was not the kind of dog you would leave behind in the house and go away on a holiday. He actually wanted to be where the holiday was taking place. And he also wanted to eat everything that I ate. And that's what actually happened on a special day. One day, I was taking Rebel for a walk. It was soon after the beginning of the holiday. We went down to the seaside, and there was a woman selling something at a barrow. A barrow is like a thing with big wheels on it, and there was something on top of it that she was selling. She was wrapping them in bits of paper. And I had a look at them and I could see straight away that they were shells. I thought, what on earth are you doing selling shells? But actually, I was too shy, so I didn't say anything to her. But I actually had a tiny bit of money. I had enough money to buy one packet of the shells.
Oh, you mean the periwinkles?
Yes, the periwinkles. But I didn't know what they were. I just saw them and I thought they looked interesting. And I saw other people buying them. So I thought, well, I'm going to get some. So I gave her threepence.
What are threepence?
Threepence was a very small amount of money. But it was a lot of money for me in those days. I didn't have a lot of money. So I gave her threepence. And she started to put all the periwinkles wrapped up in newspaper. Now she wrapped them up in a very strange way. And they made themselves into a little funnel. A thing like an ice cream cone. And all the periwinkles were on the inside. And she gave them to me. And when I was just walking away, she said, come back here. I've got something to give you. Rebel was very surprised. He never heard anybody speaking to me like that before. So I turned around and she said, you have to have a pin. A pin? I didn't know what she was talking about. Yes, she gave me a bent pin. And she said, you stick the pin into the shell and you pull out the little thing that is inside and you eat it. That is called a periwinkle. It was disgusting, Grace. It was incredibly disgusting. I thought it was awful. And I did not like the idea. But I took the pin. With the pin, I walked away. Rebel was pulling me hard. I don't think he liked her very much. And then we sat down on a bench. And in the second part of the story, I will tell you what happened next when I decided exactly what I would do.
Daddy, are you doing it in two bits?
I am doing it in two bits, and that's the end of the first bit.